Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Basra, Perig Zayin, the Mishnah Beis. Suppose the seller said, the Moicher said, Beis, Kar, Afar, Ani, Moicher Lecha. We explained in the previous Mishnah, a Beis Kar is an area of 75,000 square amos. The seller said over here, I'm selling you a Beis Kar of earth, Mida, that is going to be measured Bechevel, by the string. In other words, not more, not less, it's going to be measured exactly. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Piches Kolshu, if the field, after we measure it, is a little bit less, Yanaka, then you deduct that from the price of the sale. So if we didn't have a complete base core, an entire base core, the mecher stays mecher, the sale stays sale. But we deduct a certain amount. Heiser Kolshu, and if there was just a little bit of extra land, even a little bit of extra land, the buyer has to give it back. Yachzir. If it's more than a base car, then the buyer has to return to the seller that extra land. We're going to see in the Mishnah soon whether he returns money or whether he returns land or who decides whether it's money or land that's used to pay back the extra. However, if the seller said, Im Omar, Hein Chaser, Hein Yaser, I'm selling you a base car, a little more, a little less. So the halach is afilu even piches roi valisa. Even if after we measure the field, we see there's a quarter kav per sa less. Oi hoi si roi valisa. Or there's a quarter kav per sa more than it should be. Then the halach is higiyai. Higiyai means the buyer keeps the field. He gets it as is. Vaiter abazakta mishnah yoyser mekan. If what's missing or what is extra is more than this, it's more than a quarter kav per sa, or less than a quarter kav per sa, then yaseh cheshbon, you have to make a cheshbon. You have to cheshbon how much it's more than a base kor, and adjust it according to the amount, being that he paid for a base kor. Now, mahu machzor loy, what does the buyer return to the seller? And the answer is mois. I bought a base kor, we made up a price, I have more than a base kor, so I have to pay you more money because I got more land. But the buyer pays money and keeps the extra land. V'imratza, if the seller wants him to return the extra land instead, then machzor lekarka, then the buyer has to return the extra land to him. The buyer can't say, no, no, you gave me extra. I'll pay for it, but don't tell me to return the extra land. It's the choice of the seller. The seller can decide whether he wants the extra land back or whether he wants money for it, extra money. So in a way, what's happening is we're being very nice to the seller over here. We're giving the seller the choice. Really, min hadin, the buyer should give back the extra karka, that's it. I bought a base kor, so you gave me more than a base kor, fine. Here, take back the extra. What does this mean that the seller has a right to say, no, I'm not taking back the extra, but give me extra money for it? So, v'loma omru machzor le'mois. Why did Chazal say this? That the seller has a right to say, keep the karka and give me money, even if the buyer would rather give back the karka. And the answer is, li'yafleis koichei shel moicher. The word yafa means nice, but it means to strengthen the koyach of the seller. See, Chazal were concerned that someone shouldn't be left over here out in the cold. A very small piece of land is kind of useless. So if the buyer gives him back a small piece of land, the seller has really nothing to do with it. It's almost like the buyer is laughing at him. Here, take back your extra land. What are you going to do with it? For the buyer, this little piece of extra land is connected to the big parcel of land, to the base core. So for him, it makes sense. That's why we feel there's a need to protect the seller. But Enochanami, let's say we're talking about a larger piece of land over here that's over the base core, where the seller could do something with it. We don't say the seller has a right to demand money. She'im shir besada. If this extra over the base core is base tisha kavin, is 9 kav or more, you can plant a successful crop with 9 kavin. Ubagina, if it's a garden that we're talking about, beis chatzi kav, even if the extra land is a half a kav. Okedivi Rabbi Akiva beis roivin, according to Rabbi Akiva, if the extra part of the garden, more than the beis kor, is at least a quarter kav in size. The seller can't cry, oh, what a rachmanis I am. I only have such a small piece of land. What am I going to do with it? No, you could do things with this. So therefore, machzor le'asakarka, the buyer can say, I'm not giving money for the extra, I'm giving back the land. We don't make him buy it. And finally, the Mishnah concludes, V'lo yetzaroi v'bilvad hu machzir. It's not just the extra over a quarter of a kalf per sa that he returns, alakala maiser, but all of the extra. I want to give you a mushel to understand this. If someone is driving on a highway and it says speed limit 50 miles per hour, of course you're supposed to listen to the laws, but most of the time if you're going 55 miles per hour, a policeman will not stop you. But if a person was going, let's say, 60 miles per hour and a policeman stops him, he gets a ticket for going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. He can't say, well, if I was going 55, you wouldn't have stopped me, so I'm really only 5 miles over. No, it doesn't work that way. Once we're correcting something, we correct it all the way. Memela. Even though we said that if the seller sells a base core, he doesn't say measured by a string. He just says a base core, and of course, if he says more or less. So we said, okay, if we're off by a quarter kaf per sa, and over the entire base core, that would be 7.5 kaf, because the base core is 30 sa. 30 times a quarter is 7.5. So he said, fine. You don't have to give anything back. You don't have to pay anything extra, whether it's more or less. But once it's more than that, so we don't say, okay, I'll pay the extra over the 7.5 kav. No. Once you have to fix it, we fix it all the way down to the base score, which is what he said. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. If a seller said, I am selling you a base score of earth, but pinklach, exactly, mida bechevel, measured by a string. It turns out to be less or more, you have to adjust it. If it's less, you have to take off from the price. If it's more, then you have to return either kaka or money, as the Mishnah will explain soon. However, if the seller said, I'm selling you a base core, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, so there can be a discrepancy of up until a quarter kaf per sa, which as explained, being that a base core is 30 sa, that would be up until 7.5 kaf. You can't say, hey, I got too little, oh, I gave you too much. We said it wasn't exact. But if it's more than that, if we're off by more than a quarter kav per sa, so we have to make an adjustment. Now let's say the buyer got taka more. So what does he return? It's the seller's choice. If the seller wants, he can say, no, give me money for the extra. And if the seller wants, he can say, return the extra land. Wait a second. What if the buyer says, no, I don't want to give you money for the extra. I want to return the extra land. He can't. It's up to the seller how he gets back the money, being that he gave more than a base core. Why did Chazal make this takana for the seller? Because we were concerned that if the buyer insists on giving back the extra land, it's too small for the seller to do anything with. He's going to be stuck. But if the extra land is taka big enough that you could do something with, for example, it was a base tisha kavin in a grain field, or if it's a garden, a half a kav, and according to Rabbi Akiva, even a quarter kav. So this is big enough for you to do something with. So Abizai Chazal said, the seller can't insist. No, don't give me back the land, just give me extra money. No, if the buyer wants, you can give him back the land. It's small, but you can still do something with it. Now, once you make the adjustment, as explained, remember the mashal with the speeding ticket? You don't just give back what's extra over the extra. We said a quarter kav per sa. You don't have to adjust, but once it's more than that, we adjust everything back to a base core. Once we're dealing with a larger parcel of land, we don't say that, nah, he's meicheled a little bit. Once you have to make an adjustment, we want it adjusted all the way.